Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Declining populations of wildlife dramatically affects an area's ecology. Felicia Kiesing, professor of biology at Bard College, is studying how the loss of large mammals is affecting biodiversity in Africa.
The savannas of Africa are renowned for their spectacular wildlife. Herds of large grazing mammals like zebras and buffaloes, and their predators such as lions and leopards, roam through grasslands that are among the most productive on Earth. But wildlife populations are declining dramatically, both inside and outside of protected areas. Part of the reason for these declines is that the very productivity that harbors such a diversity and abundance of wildlife has made these lands desirable places for people to live and raise their own grazing animals. As human populations increase in savanna habitats, the needs of wildlife are increasingly in conflict with the needs of people and the cattle, sheep, and goats that they tend. For 19 years, professor and restoration ecologist Truman Young has been running a large-scale experiment in central Kenya to ask about the consequences for savannas of the loss of large mammals. Since 1995, I've been studying the less charismatic species that share this habitat. My team's focus has been on mice and snakes, ticks, and fleas. One of the big surprises of the experiment has been the degree to which these lesser-known animals proliferate when their larger counterparts disappear. The removal of large grazing mammals sets into motion a cascade of consequences, beginning with the doubling in abundance of a small grazing mammal, the pouched mouse. The presence of abundant mice attracts venomous snakes like the olive hissing snake. It also devastates seedlings of the dominant tree and doubles the abundance of fleas, thereby potentially increasing risk of transmission of flea-borne pathogens. Together, these results show the potential for the loss of large mammals to have cryptic consequences for African savannas, with undesirable repercussions for humans. Thus, preserving large mammals could be a win-win for conservation and for human welfare.
That was Felicia Kiesing of Bard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.